There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, good morning to you. What a wild weekend on a lot of fronts. You know, we'll play the big three from yesterday. Of the amazing, remarkably athletic, incredible plays that really stood out yesterday. And as Marilyn Mike calls them, you'll hear that. 215-592-9494. By the way, James is telling me a moment ago, the great Quincy Jones passed away. I guess that must have happened in the overnight. And legendary career, obviously, from the world of music and Just a really significant figure in American history with all that he did. I'm really glad that the We Are the World documentary came out, I guess it was this year, earlier this year, maybe it was last year, whenever it was. They chronicled his involvement along with Lionel Richie and others of putting that together. But, of course, that's just one of so many things he was. And, John, you as a big music fan, I mean, Quincy Jones passing away, that's a big one.
Quincy Jones, certainly. I mean, for me, who grew up, like, just fixed on MTV and everything else, Quincy Jones was the backdrop to everything that was going on. Yes, Quincy Jones, sorely missed, Joe.
Yeah, no question about it. So wanted to pass that news along to you. Let's also give you a chance to hear Jalen Hurts after the game. I really was yesterday very impressed by Jalen. I still think that they are being a little careful with having him do too much in the passing game, and I think that's the right decision. But as they are, you know, Seth Joyner had a theory about 2 weeks ago, dial him back to try to kind of bring him back. And I think that's what they're doing. And I think it's been pretty damn effective so far. And Jalen made some big time throws and runs in the game. Let's listen to Jalen.
Wait. Before the Jalen, mm-hmm. I totally agree with you. The Jalen amazement yep. Continues. I got to mention mm-hmm. with the Quincy Jones thing,
yeah.
I didn't realize we do have to stop and remind everyone that some of the things that he produced will never, ever be replicated.
We'll rattle it off. What's the list?
Just think of when you go back to the Michael Jackson anthology, essentially. Mm-hmm. Some of the songs that like I've told you, I know that they will never, ever, like, Billie Jean will never be out of my top five because it's just impossible. there will never, ever yeah. be five songs better than that. But Billie Jean, he produced Billie Jean.
Yep.
He produced, you know, Rock With You, Beat It. Beat It, man. Mm-hmm. We Are the World. We talked about We Are the World, how amazing that yeah. was. And the that video that recently came out, just going back and how just off Bob Dylan was, how interesting yep. all that was, how amazing it was that could happen. Quincy Jones was a big reason why that could happen.
No question.
Relationships
and bringing people
Michael
together.
Michael Jackson bringing his gift to the world. That was the positive stuff with Michael.
Yeah.
That was amazing. But then also, so you just like, It's My Party. Think of the song, It's My Party. It's My Party and I'll Cry If I Want To.
That's
like,
him too?
That's Quincy Jones.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
You're talking a lifetime. Go all the way back. What year was that? You know, 1963. Go all the way back to stuff that you would not think he
I would not have known that. Yeah.
Yeah, any part of, yeah, Quincy Jones did it all, Joe.
All right, let's get to Jalen Hurts after the game talking about certain aspects of the W.
I think it was a great effort in the end of the game. You know, I think it came down to that. I have to watch the film to really assess it. I think situationally we could have been better. Yeah, I think we could have executed better in some situations, handled some situations a little better. But, you know, I just can't get off of N'Kobe and the play he made at the end of the game. It's a hell of a play, a big-time moment.
Unbelievable play by N'Kobe. All right, we're going to get sure to the was. Audio of that, as Merrill called it, to wrap up the game yesterday in
he
just a moment.
He said nothing there at all, but that sounded like very confident, Jalen.
Yeah.
He knew he'd just done a good job.
I totally agree. Totally. Let's go to Jimmy right now. Jimmy, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing really well, Jimmy.
Yeah, a lot of positives to take from yesterday's game. As the great Herm Edwards says, you play to win the game. So I wish it was a little more comfortable, but, you know, we're 6-2, and I really feel like this team is built for the playoffs, which is exciting. I do think that the big question mark is at the head coach. And, you know, the decision-making by Sirianni just, I think it's going to lead to problems. Like, I think that 4th-and-4 where they didn't kick the field goal against the Falcons cost them the game. I think some of the decisions in this game yesterday almost cost them the game. And I understand if you want to be aggressive, if you're playing the Chiefs or the Lions, because you probably have to score 30 points to beat those teams.
You know, I agree with this point, Jimmy. I think it's a great point you're making here. I totally agree with you. It's like it strikes me like the analytics sheet, he uses it as a catch-all against all teams, same circumstances, when they're not the same circumstances.
What he did yesterday was unnecessary
it was.
In almost every aspect, because as the caller points out, you go into halftime, what, it could have been like 20-0? Is that what it had if he had kicked the field goal on the extra point?
Yes, 20.
That team's dead in the water.
Yeah.
You gave them life by keeping them in it.
No, I agree with that. But, Jimmy, I will say this. I think the announcers created a false narrative that it was a mistake to go for the two-point conversions, because I think they were the right decisions. I mean, the first one, I think there was a first one. I'd have to look them all up.
The sixth, when they were up 16-0, he went for two after the penalty on the Jets.
Like, let me put it this way, Jimmy. If I have Jalen Hurts and Saquon,
pushes
and
worked, it would have been a different story.
Yeah.
And that therein lies a problem. Like, we
that's a whole
other
issue.
Like,
yeah.
We need to fix certain aspects of what went on, and let's not lose sight of that.
I agree with that. So, Jimmy, I think your point is good, though. I want him to feel the game and the opponent more than I sense he does at times.
Yeah, that's Joe, you hit it in the nail on the head. Like, obviously, one of our best memories as a franchise is when Peterson was super aggressive, because he was playing the best quarterback ever. I mean, we scored 41 points and we almost lost.
That's right.
Tom Brady threw for 500 yards. Like,
it is
Falcons,
crazy.
No, you're right.
The Falcons don't have Tom Brady. The Jaguars don't have Tom Brady. If you're playing Mahomes and Andy Reid, or you're playing the Lions, who look amazing, you got to score 30 points.
Jimmy, I love your call. I think you sum up a lot really, really well. Great call, buddy. 215-592-9494. All right, let's get to the guided door and window to the weekend. Obviously, there was a lot going on. Eagles, the main topic, but some other things to address. All of it brought to us by Guided Door and Window. As we look back to what happened, buy a window or door, get the second and half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window. Call them today, 1-877-GO-GUIDA, or visit GOGUIDA.com. All right, let's go in sequential order, because it went from Joel.
A lot happened this weekend. Like, wow.
Right, James, take first crack at it. Joel or Kelce, just what's going through your
man,
mind?
Man, so many thoughts on all this. I'll start with Joel. I think that's a bigger deal and a bigger story. I mean, the Kelce thing we can get into. But, I mean, Joel, I mean, he got into a confrontation with a reporter in the locker room. And I think there are issues on both sides. I don't think what Marcus wrote was okay.
I agree with
you. I had a real problem with that. So I understand Joel being upset about that. I thought that was out of bounds. But also, man, Joel, like, you got to be able to control yourself in that situation. And the press conference prior to it, too, with the, I gave my body for this city. It's like, no, man, you gave your body for like $500 million, okay? Like, so I think there's issues all in this thing on many levels. So I understand why Joel was upset, but it can't excuse what he did either.
No, I agree with that. So, all right, let's Friday comments. Here's where I'm at on that. I thought he was reasonable on one hand and totally unreasonable on another. So reasonable for him to say that he doesn't like when people say he doesn't want to play. I think that is fair for him to say.
I agree with that.
Come on, that's nonsense. And I think that narrative has been said, and I don't think that's proper. Also, his criticism of Marcus Hayes on Friday, I thought, was also totally proper, because I thought Marcus's column, you know, a week or two ago, was improper and totally unfair to bring a brother that has passed away into a conversation. Now, listen, Marcus could have made the point without tying the brother into it and could have said, hey, you know, Joel has talked about that things are different since his son has been born, that he views things differently, but it looks to me that things are the same. He could have said that. He did not in any way need to tie in the son being named after the brother who passed away close to a decade ago. That was a really unwise move. And so I can totally, totally understand and empathize with Joel's immense frustration there. And I think he was right to express it. But I thought on Friday he was not reasonable to, you know, let's put it this way. He loses the benefit of the doubt on things like being in shape when so often he hasn't been.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Been in shape. Like, do we really know what's happened the last 2 months? We don't.
No.
But he loses benefit of the doubt when obviously there have been plenty of times where he has fallen out of shape quickly or not been in proper shape. And then the other thing about his Friday comments, there was no ownership of his or the team's failure to properly alert fans that he was going to miss a chunk of time. I mean, you can't act like that's not a huge part of the storyline here. So that, John, give me your thoughts on all that so far, because I know we're doing a lot all at the same time. But what hit you from that?
Well, Marcus Hayes absolutely hit a nerve with the article. Like you said, I agree with you. That point where Arthur, his brother, who passed away, is brought into the story.
He's
brought into the narrative. I understand why Joel has a problem with that.
By the way, the editor's got to get dinged here also.
Exactly.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah. But I was shocked.
Right?
Like, I'm floored that an editor let that through. Like, I honestly, I'm speechless.
I mean, who is that
person? I am speechless.
Right, Rhea, that's a disgrace.
I was surprised at that because, like, I agreed with, you know, 90% of that column, because that's my feelings on Joel. When I read it, I cringed.
Yeah, totally.
You know, it's just because, you know, I'm sure it's still traumatic for him that he lost his brother. It's such a, but this is where the Sixers, as a company, they're just a clown show.
Yeah, I know.
Because they knew Marcus was there on Saturday. They needed to get those two in a room.
100%.
And let them scream at each other, hash it out. It just, you know, it was, that was bad.
Another failure of the Sixers PR.
Yeah.
Another.
Yeah.
Because they absolutely, you're right, should have done it privately, one-on-one, and clearly not let it happen in front of all these people, and then not have a team employee, as has been reported, say, hey, we don't want anyone to report this.
It's the whole locker room's reporters. Come on. Like, seriously? Like, to your point, Joe, the gall of them to say don't report this, to even think to ask that is insanity.
Yeah, no, it is. And I'll say this on the Joel thing regarding whatever level of physicality it was, and it's hard for us to know. It sounds like it was a shove, and not a huge and hard shove, but a shove.
Can't put hands on anybody.
So, shouldn't have happened, but
he things do escalate.
No, he shouldn't. But there is escalation in the world.
I don't care how out of hand or off color he felt the comments were. It was there's never a place to get physical.
I know, but I also will say it doesn't make Joel the worst guy in the world or anything like that.
You're right.
As you point out, John, a nerve was touched. Situation escalated.
And we don't know what happened.
A tragic thing that happened in his life. Yeah. Like, they're referring to, like, a all-time tragedy that happened to this man.
Correct.
Like sometimes with emotions, I can understand.
That's my point.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's where I'm at on that. All right, the Jason Kelce. James, you let us off on the Joel one. Why don't you lead us off?
Oh, great. Yeah.
Look, spur conversation, James.
I think the Kelce one is a lot more of a gray area for me. Like, the way it is out there now, and look, I think it's another situation where I think if Jason could do it again, he probably wouldn't do what he did.
I would agree with that. I agree with that.
But I also have a lot of sympathy and empathy for what Jason was going through, and what that kid said to him was outrageous.
Totally
over line. I have no problem with him throwing his phone. I actually really don't in that situation. All the stuff that happened after, you know, again, I think if you could ask Jason, he would go back and say I would have handled differently. But I have a lot more sympathy for Jason in this case. Like, man, it must be really hard. And he has to do better. It's his, like, he's a famous person now. He has to be able to step back and say, I can't let my emotions get the best of me in these situations. But I have a really hard time being upset with him after that.
Yeah, so, I'm certainly not upset with him. I mean, let me be clear. First off, we love Jason. We know Jason, obviously. He's part of our show. We all love him. And tempers flare at times in life. He's a great guy. I admire him a ton. I totally admire his decision to make sure that jerk's comment doesn't go
unchecked.
The methodology with which he checked it, obviously, now that becomes, you know, where you run into a problem. And it'll be really interesting, you know, either before Monday Night Football coverage tonight or on Monday Night Football coverage tonight, you know, if he addresses it and how he addresses it. But look, that kid,
if I was that kid's parents,
I'd be mortified.
I would be like, you know, I would be so horrified. And the fact of the matter is, as you just mentioned, how big of a he can't walk through crowds anymore without security. The way it is.
I think that's a big thing here. And, you know, I'm sure he's thought about that, but wants to be him. But he is at that point now where he's going to need some help.
You don't think that's going to spur other idiots to do stuff to him?
I totally agree.
I mean,
it's so sad. This is ruining what was, you know, trying to be this magical relationship between Jason Kelce. Now, this is a Hall of Fame athlete, Hall of Fame just retired athlete who's willing to put himself out there in a way that you rarely see it. And this type of thing is going to threaten that, you know, that desire that Jason has to even put himself out there.
This
is going to ruin what is wonderful and beautiful, and it is so ugly.
Yeah.
And I mean, I can't imagine the type of pressure that he is, the scrutiny that he feels, the pressure that he is under. I can't imagine. I mean, you see, like, you can't even talk about what's going to happen legally with all that stuff. I hate to think about that sort of thing.
Well, how about this? Does the kid... What's the if he's a student? I don't know if he's a student, but let's just say he's a student. I mean, I don't want to say. Let's just for a moment.
Yeah, it could be a friend visiting. We don't know.
Totally.
It could be anything.
But if he's a student and Penn State identifies who that kid is, like, what's the discipline for that kid? Now, I'm not a big cancel culture guy. Let me be clear, but I mean,
there might be rules in the student bylaws where you know he might not, they might not be able to punish him for something like that. We don't. It could go either way,
or he could get thrown out.
Yeah, who knows?
I mean, that's like, so I don't know. I mean, I don't know what happened. All right,
the fact is, a guy like Tyrese Maxey, we celebrate him because he has never stopped like putting himself out there and giving himself and being upbeat and just almost joyous, it seems. The Jason Kelce experience has been one of like sharing and openness at a new premium level that we have taken for granted in some cases. I hope it's not taken away because it's gotten so out of control. It's got like everyone loves him so much. They can't resist attacking
what we know. Taylor Swift couldn't walk through that crowd. Couldn't do it. Michael Jordan couldn't walk through that crowd. Now, is Jason Michael Jordan or Taylor Swift? No, but he's a lot closer to them than, you know, Joe DeCamera or Sam or Rhea or James or John Ritchie. Like, he's on a different level now. All right, I want to play some audio. So your chance to react to all of that, obviously complex situations, 215-592-9494. I do want to play the audio of the three just amazing Eagles play. We'll move through them quickly because we got a lot coming up, including the Novacare injury report soon. But let's listen in sequential order, Saquon's amazing play as called here by Marilyn Mike.
Hurts in the gun. He backpedals. He's looking, still looking. He fires it out in the flat to Barkley, who beats one man, spins past another, leaps over a third, and comes down at the 30.
What was that? I've never seen that move, and I've been watching football all my life.
Well, he did that. He did that to show off to Shady McCoy.
He's never done this. No one's ever done this. He hurdles a guy backwards. How do you jump over a guy backwards?
He did.
What am I watching?
It's so good. It's a great call by Marilyn Mike. It really is. By the way, it may be the greatest play ever by an Eagle, to which we ask you this question. Which play was more impressive? This is our Twitter poll question of the day today, brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's selection of quality one-owner pre-owned vehicles at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. And a lot of really impressive plays through the years, but Randall's TD versus Buffalo may be the best ever. Maybe until yesterday. Which play was more impressive? A, Saquon's play yesterday. B, Randall's 95-yard TD where he eluded Bruce Smith in the end zone in 1990 versus Buffalo.
You're killing me.
That's a tough one. All right.
You are killing me. Right. Randall's my favorite.
It's a fun poll, so we'll see where people vote on that today. All right, let's also get to the next of the amazing trilogy of plays yesterday. This, of course, would be Jalen Hurts and Devontae.
Calcaterra moves to his right. Here goes Hurts, going for the end zone. Devontae Smith, he caught it one-handed. I don't know if
what
he stayed. He's
Smitty.
In! He's in!
Oh, my
one
goodness.
One hand! I don't know how he did it. I don't know how he did it and stayed in.
Smitty is unbelievable.
I think Mike Quick or Merrill might win drop of the week with some of these calls. These are really good calls. And now let's get to how the game ended. Another great call and a great play.
Lawrence, back. Lawrence looks, firing for the end zone. Intercepted! Intercepted to Kobe Dean! He picks it off of the end zone. No flags! The Eagles are going to escape!
He's going for it. The Ernest Johnson down the left side. N'Kobe Dean, sticky coverage, as I just mentioned, and N'Kobe Dean pulls it away from Johnson.
The Kobe Dean saved the game.
It's great, man.
The Kobe Dean.
It's so good. Right.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.